You say you want the flexibility in your schedule so that you can work from home, but then when you get the flexibility to work from home, you have no structure. So what you're gonna say is, I wish someone would just tell me what to do.
Daily success, and the week ahead, be excellent. Moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours, you better go get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast for personal growth junkies who want to keep a schedule, achieve their goals, and live their dream life. I'm your host, Jamila Payne. In today's episode of the Daily Success Show, we're talking about how to stay productive when you work at home. And more of today's workforce is saying that they want that work flexibility, the laptop lifestyle, be able to work from anywhere, be home with the kids, or set your own hours. And certainly all of those things are possible if you have a business or a job that allows for that. But I don't think people often speak about the downsides of working from home. And I have to admit that recently I have been experiencing one of them, which is isolation. Now, I'm mostly deep work. I'm not the person who's getting alerts all the time on my phone or on Slack or surfing on Facebook during the day, because it's just not how I operate. Now, on occasion, I will be on Facebook if I'm inside of the Success Squad, private Facebook group, or other programs that I've invested in. I'm pretty much head down, making it happen, executing my work routine. It occurred to me recently, especially since it's winter here in Philly and I'm not outside to a lot of events that are going on during the week, I've started to feel a little lonely without that human interaction, and I'm an introvert, so that says a lot. I share this because when you think about working from home, you need to consider the pros and cons and be able to work in a way that best supports you. I had an office for most of my entrepreneurial career, and what I've recently learned about myself that I like a mix of both. Working around people, even if it's in a co-working environment, and then having the option to work from home a few days is kind of probably my sweet spot. My team is all remote, so it seems silly for me, you know, a few years ago when I went back to working at home to continue to invest in a space that was just for me. But now I believe it's important to invest in whatever is going to make you the most productive. With that said, I have had a few years of working at home and I figured out some practices that keep me focused, and I know they can help you too. So let's jump into the 7 actions that will help you stay productive when you work at home. First is to set your work hours. And this should align with your natural energy rhythms and when you need to connect with your potential clients or customers. While you might like the ability of kind of setting your own schedule where you get up at 11 a.m., there is a real work day that happens in society that is typically from 9 to 5. And so you want to be careful if the structure of your work is such that you need to be in touch with people during those hours. You might consider yourself a person who's a morning person or evening person. I want to call bullcrap on being labeled as a morning or evening person. I think that you could be either, but if you're going to bed at 1 a.m., yeah, it's tough to be a morning person. Maybe you like the idea of jumping out of bed in your PJs, brushing your teeth, and getting started with work. And if work gives you the flexibility to not have to put that public face on because you're at home, then I know that that can sound very tempting. But you want to pay attention to how your energy is when you just kind of jump up and start working in your PJs. Our minds are already trained to certain behaviors, and starting projects in your PJs could feel like a lazy Sunday instead of a productive workday. I have an entrepreneur friend that says they feel more like the leader of their company or their business, you know, kind of that CEO hat when they get up, get dressed, and then start working. In some cases, what you do might depend on whether or not you can actually get dressed or not get dressed. Perhaps you have other things going on in your life, like you have video meetings or you might need to go drop off and pick up the kids. Well, those things obviously mean that you need to put clothes on at some point. In most cases, you're probably doing that first thing when you get up. Personally, I do a combination. So on days that I have outside of the house activities, like back-to-back video meetings, which for me happen on certain days of the week, then I get dressed in a public facing way. But if I don't have any of that going on, then I'm usually in like yoga pants and a t-shirt or jeans and a t-shirt. So I still get dressed, but just enough to kind of go to the gym or the market later in the evening if I need to. Do whatever works for you. But the point here is that if you're currently in your pajamas and not feeling effective, you should try getting dressed to see if that changes your energy and therefore making you more productive. Number two, create a space for work. Now, it's easy to pop up at the kitchen table, on the sofa, or anywhere in the house and do work, but having a dedicated space can help you to be productive. It's a mental trigger that says, okay, this is a space where I get focused and get stuff done. I have a dedicated room in my home, that's my office, but if you don't have that kind of space, it's totally fine. You can get set up at a desk in the kitchen or put a desk in your bedroom, your living room, turn a closet into the office when you have the door open where everything's kind of set up there, or you can just pick a consistent spot where you work. Now, I recently, because of our Planner Palooza that we did, put together a special Pinterest board, which shows what we call our command center, creating your command center at home. And I also have another Pinterest board called Workspaces for Women Entrepreneurs. So what I'll do is I'll link in the show notes to those Pinterest boards to spark ideas for you and how you can set up your space. What I do is spend all day in the office, and then sometimes in the evening, I'll bring down my laptop. And if that works for you, it's okay. If you're not staying focused and you're moving from place to place in the house, then I would check in with yourself on that. What you might really need is a break, and we'll talk more about that in a second. If I have a few small things that I want to do that don't require any heavy thinking or decision making, but 98% of what gets done is in the office. Number three, create the mood to focus. It's important to put together an experience that will allow you to get focused. This is your go-to toolkit that you can pull out when you need to get in the zone. For example, I use candles, incense. I have this really awesome pumpkin spice room spray that I grabbed from Marshall's around Thanksgiving time. And I use music, and I have like DJ speakers set up in my office that are on Bluetooth, so I can easily like get the sounds pumping, frame where I'm playing the music as a way to get focus. Now, when I need to get in the zone, I use a combination of these items, and it works like a magical spell. My brain knows when the music is going, the candle is on, and it smells a certain way, it's time to focus. So I create this sensory experience that triggers my mind. Now, let me share another example on this. Years ago, I used to struggle sleeping well, so I stopped watching TV in my bedroom. Now, when I get in bed and the lights go out, my body knows it is time to shut down. And this happens like clockwork. Even when I go to a late movie, like a 10 or 11 o'clock show, I'll take a nap because I know that if I'm relaxed and the lights are out, my body naturally starts shutting down. You can actually create this sensory experience that helps your body to work in a certain way. It is a complete game changer. I would also suggest investing in ergonomic chair and a laptop stand so that you can elevate your computer to eye level. This prevents from developing ongoing neck pain. Trust me, I have a year of therapy on this. And I started using a Google Chrome app called Screen Shader. It's a blue light blocker, so it blocks that bad light on your computer screen, which helps to preserve your vision over the long term, which is critical if you work extended hours on the computer. Number four, treat working at home as if you're at an office. I know that working at home can provide the advantage of taking care of a few personal tasks. You'll know if you're in that dangerous territory because you're spending a significant portion of the day handling chores and you're not exactly being productive when it comes to work. Now, there's nothing wrong with throwing a load of clothes in the laundry, but if you're stopping to fold them and put them away, it's probably a little too much. You should put your activities through the "if I was at the office" test, and here's how it works. If you were working at an office and you had a pre-made lunch, you would go to the fridge, grab it, eat. But if you didn't bring lunch, what would you do? Well, you probably go to the cafeteria or walk to the store and grab something, but you wouldn't go in the kitchen at work and start cooking a meal. Got it? That's the test. So if you wouldn't do it at work, then don't do it at home. If you wouldn't be able to do it at work, I would recommend not doing it at home during working hours. I know. You're like, Jamila, what's the point of working at home if I can't do my personal chores? This is really about your values. I really value my time commitments. I don't want to cancel personal plans or fun activities because my work is not finished at the end of the day. Therefore, I do my best to make sure that I use work time to work so that I can enjoy other areas of my life. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't ever work late if I don't have plans, but I do practice the daily success principle of honoring self-commitments. Number five, plan your breaks. Plan to take a break. If you're working 2 hours straight, it's good to get up, walk away, and come back. When it's nice out, I like the idea of going out for a walk in the neighborhood for fresh air and fresh perspective, and then coming back. You'll be surprised how recharged you'll feel with a 15 to 30 minute walk. You want to be careful with breaks. I would avoid anything that creates a distraction that is hard to get out of, like putting on your favorite TV show for lunch. If you know it only takes a teaser before you start binge watching TV, then don't even take yourself down this path. It's okay to do things like move away from your desk to have lunch in the kitchen or in the dining area and not eat at your desk. But just be careful again of things that kind of take you down a rabbit hole that's hard to get out of. Now, this is a big one when it comes to those rabbit holes. The popular offer that you'll get from friends, families, and even clients, "Let's meet for lunch." For me, the answer is a flat no. I don't take any interruptions to the middle of my workday. It's too risky because I really enjoy time with people and I don't like rushing or cutting off the conversation. So I just don't do it. It also always takes longer than you imagine. In your mind, you say it's an hour, but by the time you travel to the spot, you get seated, you order, you eat, you chat, you travel back home, it's at least an hour and a half if you're really efficient. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. There was a place in my neighborhood. It's no longer there, but it was this awesome Thai restaurant that was 2 blocks from my house. They have a lunch special, so I liked going there or inviting people to meet me there. And I would also plan it like an hour before they closed. So let's say if they closed for lunch at 2, I would tell people to meet me there at 1. They're super speedy in terms of serving the food. And so we would have to be out by 2 because the place was closing down so that they could prepare for dinner. So that in the past has been an exception, but that restaurant is no longer there. So that has kind of removed that option for me. The second exception that I've made is with I have gone to lunch with past clients. So recently I had a client that I worked with, a corporate client, and we were talking about starting some new projects. We wanted to discuss it over lunch. We did that. That was great. But that for me, like, makes complete sense because it's really still work. It's not just like a casual encounter. There used to be a time where I would, on occasion, on a Friday, do lunch meetings with people, again, if it could be at that place that was in my neighborhood. But now that that place is gone, I'm not really doing those Fridays either. And then the fourth exception that I would make is if my guy invited me to lunch, but he hasn't really done that. We don't exactly work super close proximity, although it's not that far. So that hasn't been something that I've had to worry about either. Those are my four exceptions. Otherwise, it's a hard no. And let's meet for happy hour. So that's my thing. I tell people, let's meet for happy hour. This works for me because, and I think it'll work for you too, it creates this hard stop in my work. So a lot of happy hours are between 4:30 and 7, 4:30 and 6:30. So if I want to make sure that I am stopping or taking a break, then I can easily schedule like a 5 or 6 o'clock happy hour. And that's going to be forced work break for me to be able to do something fun. And then if I have one or two things to come back and finish up, I can. So try the happy hour strategy versus the lunch strategy in order to stay productive when working at home. Number 6, create focus days. Focus days are certain days of the week for key tasks that must get done for the business to run. Think financials, operations, sales. Maybe you have a content strategy in your business, or even time that you need for learning things. In episode 7 of the Daily Success Show, called Creating a Weekly Schedule That Includes Self-Care, on this episode, I talk about focus days. And if you've ever said to yourself, I'm not sure what to work on first in a particular day, this will definitely help. So check out episode 7. Now, when it comes to setting up your focus days, what you want to do is look at your most important projects or tasks and then decide when, which days of the week will you get them done. Now, this doesn't mean that you spend all day on it, but you have at least an hour and a half to a 2-hour block where you're working on that specific activity so that you can get it done. Now, you can use focus days for other projects, like if you sit on a nonprofit board, or maybe you're in a professional association or organization and you have a leadership role. You can use focus days to complete that work as well. So you might decide, hey, all of my board work gets done on Wednesdays, or my meal prep gets done on Saturdays. It's focus time to get things done so that nothing that's important in your life or in your business gets overlooked. Number 7, no unplanned calls. I know you're like, Jamila, you're crazy. And you're so right. I'm crazy productive. Typically, I don't accept any unplanned calls unless someone is calling me back that I reached out to, it's a current or a potential client, or if it's a friend that I haven't talked to in months, and when I see their number, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. Then I'll usually answer. Otherwise, it's a text reply, I'll hit you back tonight, and that's it. So if you have somebody who's fielding your calls, great. If you don't, this is my process. Now, this may or may not sound harsh to you, but I do this because after years of trying to be readily available, I was experiencing phone calls that would significantly change my emotional state or ability to continue to focus. People who I love, you know, calling me with problems, upsetting news, or attitudes about things that they're going through. It would literally derail my day, so I stopped doing it. And I hope one of the biggest things that you learn from listening to the Daily Success Show is that it's important to be tuned into your own life and what's not working for you, and then do something about it. Put a daily success principle in place to help you get better results. Okay, it's action taking time. I would like you to go to shows.dailysuccessroutine.com and look for this episode, episode 11. And I want you to share in the post there, which of the 7 strategies are you going to use to increase your work at home productivity? And then I would love to hear, what are you doing to stay productive? I'm sure there's tons of tips that you can also share with what's working for you. So share your ideas at shows.dailysuccessroutine.com. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar, and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life. Tax season is right around the corner, and I want you to give me a little finger wave if you are currently managing your business receipts in a shoebox or manila envelope. If that's the case, I want to introduce you to my personal bookkeeper, Bench. I wish I had started out with Bench Accounting at the beginning of my business journey, so I didn't spend so much time trying to learn software instead of focusing on being the leader of the company. I no longer have to spend hours when tax time is approaching to put together a year of numbers. I put my business big girl panties on when I made the game-changing move to sign up with Bench. Now I can make business decisions based on looking at the financials instead of guessing where we are. Bench gives me the software and the people that make sure that I know exactly how the business is performing. I highly recommend Bench to all my clients and community. If you want to get your financials in order, then go to dailysuccess.co/bench and grab the exclusive offer that I've put together for you. Bench is giving you 1 month of free bookkeeping. Yes, you heard that right. That's 1 month of free bookkeeping plus 20% off your first 6 months if you decide to join. So what are you waiting for? Let's get your money right.
Daily success, plan the week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success.